are now listening.
You are now listening to the Backseat Wrestler Podcast.
Look at Randy Orton slithering.
Watch out.
Hosted by Eric and Elvis.
It's LA Knights game. Yeah.
Oh, God. Royal Rumble was amazing. I think it was freaking amazing.
Yeah, a lot of mixed opinions online. But people be hating.
God damn it, Hostess. Can you just sit still?
Bro, this thing, before we even started recording, felt like 100 times. There.
It's pissed cool. me off. I tucked them in between the seats.
Royal Rumble was awesome.
Yeah, Royal Rumble was great. Hello and welcome to the number one wrestling podcast in the world, the Backseat Wrestler Podcast. We are back, better than ever, of course, ready to bring you WWE Royal Rumble review. I don't think we're going to be covering AEW this week. I don't think so.
Probably too much.
Probably not. We'll see. Well, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
We'll stick to the big pay-per-view.
Yeah.
KPLE.
Of course, your host, Eric and
Elvis.
Perfect. All right. But yeah, of course, this week of wrestling was.
It was good.
It was great.
Of course, Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble was freaking amazing.
Yeah.
It was great. I agree with 75% of course, the winnings. There was only four matches. But still.
I wouldn't say agree. I don't mind the winnings.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
Yeah, I think they're great.
Because as long as we get some storylines out of it.
That's the whole point
of Royal Rumble. Which we already got a couple of them, and then they're probably missing a couple of them too.
Yeah. The whole point of Royal Rumble is just to get those storylines out, and I think they did a great job of doing so.
Yeah. Before we get into Royal Rumble, couple storylines. I mean, top stories to talk about.
Like
last Monday, we didn't get a chance to talk about JD's horrible injury that he suffered in that tag team match.
Oh, yeah.
JD McDonagh.
He, like, broke a couple ribs, got a concussion.
Yeah, he did, a springboard moonsault basically, when he landed, his head and back bounced off the announce table really hard.
Yeah, I think everybody's seen the video by now.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
And then he got up really slow. Once he got up, though, he got a standing ovation. And he finished the tag team match.
He finished the match.
Taking bumps. Like, he was getting slammed and thrown in the air.
Yeah.
And it turned out he had a punctured lung and multiple broken ribs. So he's going to be out.
Yeah. But thank God he's okay. I mean, he's not okay, but thank God he is okay.
And he's one tough motherfucker.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for being tough.
Yeah. We love you, JD, on this show.
We make fun of the head, but... We respect all wrestlers about tough like that.
That big ass head of his
when he comes back, he's definitely gonna get a pop for being tough like that. Everybody's giving a pop. Yeah, like, watch when he comes back.
Yeah. But yeah, of course. Any other top stories? I don't really think so.
There was a lot of rumors, but Royal Rumble just happened, so everything got cleared up. So we'll just talk about whatever we need to talk about as we talk about Royal Rumble. We started with the women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, of course. So let's just get into, of course, our actual review of WWE Royal Rumble this year. Royal Rumble this year was freaking amazing.
It was only four matches, but I think Royal Rumble is always going to be like that.
Remember, there's
two Royal Rumbles there, and they're over an hour each.
It was like, 4.5 hours? The whole show?
Yeah, the whole show still lasted a while, so it's fine.
It started at 6, ended like at 10:40 or something like that. Damn. Yeah, it was actually like 10:40 or something. Yeah,
I didn't get no sleep, because right after that, I was watching boxing too, so I'm tired.
Yeah, and then they all shot that big-ass trade with the Lakers. And
oh, yeah, that's just that some crazy shit, whatever. Yeah,
nah, freaking crazy. Freaking Luka to the Lakers is insane.
They ain't beating us, but whatever. They ain't beating Boston.
They ain't beating Celtics.
But, like, but yeah, women's Royal Rumble match, that was really good.
Women's Royal Rumble, yeah. So the women's Royal Rumble did start off the show. They had some pretty cool surprises as well. They had, Nikki Bella came back at number 30. Alexa Bliss was a major
Alexa Bliss,
surprise.
Huge pop.
Yeah,
I thought she should have been the number 30 inches. Nothing against Nikki Bella. She had a good pop. I just think the biggest pop of the night was Alexa Bliss.
Yeah,
they should have did that for number 30. But Nikki Bella's fine. She's been out 3 years, and she's gonna get a run in WWE. So obviously, the Alexa Bliss rumors were with PW Insider and all those other things were false. So don't always listen to the dirt sheets.
Yeah.
Like I did, I fell into the trap. But we did talk about it at the same time, saying they can still work something out before Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. So, I would be surprised if they didn't work something out before Royal Rumble.
Yeah,
it's good that they did. She had a major pop. As you said, she should have been number 30. But then again, if you think about it, Nikki Bella in her prime was
I'm not saying nothing against her. It's just that was the biggest. It would have been better.
Like, yeah, but I'm talking about business.
And I'll say the same thing for the Ren's Royal Rumble. The number 30 entry, Logan Paul, could have been somebody else.
Yeah,
and he could still have been the Roma. I'm not saying take him out the Roma. I'm just saying
they just wanted to get that cheap pop, and they got it.
But that could have
definitely got it.
Any entrance he would have came in, he would have got booed to hell anyway. So
yeah,
like Dom.
Dom is the biggest hilarious.
Over in terms of like getting booed. But yeah.
But yeah, of course, who else? Was there any? Oh,
Trish Stratus, the legend. Was a great one. And then you had Jordynne Grace came back from like from TNA. Well, she's basically coming to us, but TNA.
Yeah.
Jordynne Grace, and then
Dana Parker from NXT was fired.
And then the actual TNA champion, now I can't remember her name, but she was in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's the one that beat Jordynne Grace. I can't remember her name, but she's a beast. She was in the Rumble. Roxanne Perez had a great showing.
Roxanne Perez was
great. She actually lasted very long.
I think Perez should have won.
Oh, yeah. She was last.
She was two? Top two's last
two? Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was last two. So she lasted.
Of course, it was also the return of Charlotte.
Charlotte, of course.
Charlotte was great.
That was my pick.
That was your pick. My pick was Becky Lynch.
Unpopular pick? Yeah. And I said, or Becky, because we thought she was going to be in it. Obviously, she wasn't. Let's see what happens there. She's definitely going to come back, though. I think she's definitely going to come back. Yeah. She's done with wrestling.
No, I thought Becky was going to return, but I understand why she didn't. I mean, obviously, she still has that kid. It's still kind of early. I probably see her coming back next year, if anything.
Yeah. Monday after Royal Rumble is usually good. Let's see what happens, because there's a lot of storylines that came out of this Royal Rumble.
Nah, for sure.
And a lot of unfinished business, which we'll talk about, too.
But yeah, there was a lot of good showcases in the Women's Royal Rumble, too.
Yes. How about the power? Who was it? That picked up
Jordynne Grace did great in it.
Was it Jordynne Grace that picked up Piper Niven
and slammed her? Jordynne Grace.
And then she did like that. I forgot what it's called, but that move's crazy. Great. But yeah, she showed off her power. She's obviously a big name.
Yeah, well, she's officially signed to WWE.
Yeah,
so that's gonna be great. I'm looking forward to seeing what the heck she's gonna do in WWE.
Another great addition to the best roster, women's roster on the planet. Yes, you can't say no.
I don't know.
What the fuck you mean? You know, this is
I'm just a big fan of AEW's women's roster.
I mean, yeah, right? AEW's women's roster is getting better, but they're not even close, I think. I'm just saying that I'm just being honest.
AEW's women's storyline is a million times better.
Like, let's say AEW has a Royal Rumble. They're not going to have 30 great people like this.
It depends on how it was booked.
Especially the big names.
But then again, WWE is the bigger platform. They have history and stuff, though. Historic wrestlers like Trish Stratus and all of them. So it makes sense.
Yeah, obviously. And they don't have legends, so yeah.
Not yet.
I'm not saying I hate on them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
This roster's stacked.
But of course, the final two, let's get into that now, was Charlotte and they were surprising Roxanne Perez, which I was dumb pumped for. I was super excited. I thought that, I was like, oh, for a second, I was like, holy crap, like Roxanne Perez, they're actually going to like let her win. Like, that's insane. What a crazy way to like show her off into the main roster. Obviously, she's been in two previous Royal Rumbles, but she hasn't moved up yet. It's her time to freaking move up now. She's been in NXT for like, what, 3-4 years now?
Well,
she's
gonna move up multiple times. But I don't know about winning the Rumble as soon as you move up. That's just a little way too soon.
I guess so.
And she had a great show in number two. So that's plenty of spotlight right there. Plus, she's in a feud with Bayley, who's on the roster anyway.
Yeah.
She's already getting a push. She's already gonna be a superstar. She'll be there. She got plenty of time. She's young as hell.
Yeah, but of course, match ended Charlotte, with Charlotte picking up the win.
Which was my pick, I guess.
My demise.
A lot of people, I don't know why they hate on it. Like, she's literally...
I'm hating on it.
And plus, she can... her dad is the one that has the title record. She can break it, too.
I don't want her to.
Nothing wrong with that.
I don't want her to.
The actual daughter, and she's one of the best women's wrestlers on the planet of all time.
All right, so
her moveset's good.
This is definitely
she
what
has
we,
good matches. I don't understand.
Disagree. I'm I happy don't understand. That, like you're happy that she won. I'm not.
I'm not saying happy. Like I would have been happy with either way. I would have been happy with Roxanne won. I would have been happy to see when Becky came and won. Alexa Bliss. That would have been fun.
Bliss would have been fun.
I'm not saying. I'm just defending it because a lot of people are hating on it. That's why. So it looks like I'm like happy.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. That's what I'm saying. Like
I'm just saying that was my pick. I just like Charlotte's great and all. But, like, and I know you're, people's excuses, like, oh, she was gone for, like, what, over a year. But every single time she's on a main roster,
yeah,
it just seems like, every single other woman is a placeholder for her until she comes back. And then she's like, I'm going to go after the world title.
Yeah, I understand
that. Every other woman's, like, diva or wrestler, or whatever you want to call them, is just a placeholder for her to eventually come back and go after the title and take the title off of them. That's what it feels like. Every single freaking rivalry she's ever been in is a championship rivalry. I would have been happy if she lost, and then they set up a storyline where she's facing the person that threw her out of the Royal Rumble, and then they can ride that to Mania wanted to have a Mania match. But like the fact that she won, and she's going right back to the freaking title, which she most likely is going to win, I don't like that. It's freaking annoying.
Yeah. Well, you can say that about other people in WWE, I'm pretty sure. There's plenty of guys that always stay at the top, like always.
Okay, but goes after the title 24/7? No, there's nobody.
I'm trying to think, because Roman, well.
No, Roman has been in the rivalry for the past like 6 months, and he hasn't gone after the title. Seth Rollins, same
Becky,
thing.
Becky, most of the time, not all the time, but Becky Lynch is when she comes back, she's always going to get a title opportunity.
Yeah, that's another I'll agree.
And you were picking her, so.
Okay, but the not as much as Charlotte.
No, I know.
You can agree with that, 100%.
I know, but still, people are hating, but still.
Especially because Charlotte, how many times has she won the title? Like 15, 14, 15?
That's what I'm saying. She could break her dad's record. It's insane. It's her dad. She can't, and she had fireworks during the entrance. Cody Graves, I mean, who was way better, was like fireworks during the entrance.
Yeah, insane.
And anyways, that's, you know, she's a star. People are hating, but
I'm not saying
facts is facts.
She's legit. Honestly, I'm not joking. And she's one of the best women's wrestlers of all time. I agree. She's a great wrestler in terms of like mechanics, technical, all that stuff. Amazing.
And then obviously she has
she's
the name
great on the mic. I'm not lying.
And she has the name.
Exactly. It's just like when you push somebody that much, it just gets annoying because you just expect them to win a title every single time.
So that sounds like John Cena when people started hating on him, remember?
Yes. However, John Cena was involved in rivalries where he wasn't with the title.
No, of course, obviously.
That's not my thing. If you won a title, but like, you know, that's fine.
But John Cena in the 2000s, like, he was getting titles.
Yeah,
like
Super Cena. Nobody likes Super Cena, though.
Why do you think he's on the verge of breaking the record?
Okay, but that's the same thing. Nobody likes Super Cena.
Yeah, I know. That's what I feel like she's in that situation right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why
it's annoying.
Like. But it's just like, who else would, like, if they did Becky, she's already been there 200 times
saying,
as well.
And again, I'm not saying
and Charlotte's been out for over like
a year.
A year now, like a year and a half.
No, December
2023. And when was the last time she was title?
December 2023
was. When was the last time she had the title? It's been like
probably like
2 years.
2 months before that?
I don't even think so. I think it's been more. So she hasn't had the title in 2 years.
I don't want her to win
the before title. Bianca had the tag team title, she's been in the title place for like a lot too.
And again, I'm not saying that Roxanne Perez should have won. I'm just saying out of the two, I would have preferred Roxanne Perez. But you know what? It's fine. Roxanne Perez had a great showcase. Yeah. Now, so that's the thing. The question now is, do you think Charlotte should go after Tiffany Stratton, or do you think she should go after Rhea Ripley?
I mean, I think the better match would be against Rhea, but she's had face her before, I'm pretty sure, right?
Yeah,
I'm pretty
sure she's faced her
a couple times for a turn. I'm pretty sure. I gotta look that up because
WrestleMania 36, I think, was one of them.
Was that the one? But wasn't that that was like without the fans and shit, right? Or was it 37?
Yeah, so it was WrestleMania 36 and WrestleMania 39, I'm pretty sure. They faced each other twice at WrestleMania, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know why. I don't remember it. I literally don't remember.
Well, that's why I don't want her to go after Rhea. I think that she should go after Tiffany Stratton.
But they'd both be good, I think. I just think the better match will probably be Rhea. It's because like, she's a bigger superstar. But Tiffany's on a generational run right now, kind of like Jay, where she's got like all the hype.
Yeah.
So that's perfectly fine too. Tiffy is, and it's still on the verge of like, is she a heel or a face? Everybody loves her, but she still talks her shit.
Yeah.
And then Charlotte's kind of like that too. She talks her shit. Well, so either way, hopefully it's just they got
to
build a good vibe.
We're going to have to wait to see what the heck Charlotte says, and then that will determine whether or not she's a face or a heel. But she was saying hi to the fans and all that stuff and like showing love. So I'm pretty sure this is a face run for her.
Well, Tiffany just won the title. What if she retains it as she beats
Charlotte? That's what I'm hoping for.
That'd be a surprise.
Yeah.
That'd be a surprise.
Yeah, my guess is they're going to have her go after Tiffany Stratton, and then this can be a match to solidify Tiffany Stratton as a great women's champion.
Yeah, but she doesn't have to. And then, so let's say they go to Rhea route, even though you say you've seen it.
Multiple times.
I think that'd still be a great feud. But Rhea's a face, so that doesn't make any sense either.
Yeah.
See, I don't know why. I don't even remember that match.
Well, 36 was like...
36 was in the COVID thing. But I'm talking about the 39 one. That was not even that long ago. I don't know why I don't remember that.
Rhea won that one.
I thought Bianca freaking...
And now that was like to solidify Rhea's like...
I was going to say, I thought Bianca made a manic. I remember, I could have sworn she made a manic like three straight rest of weeks. She remember against Sasha and then against... I don't know. Either way, I don't know. I think people overreacted to how much they're pissed off about it. Like, I think it's fine. Remember, there's another champion, so obviously there's going to be another title match.
Yeah, for like elimination.
And there's going to be another storyline. So the same thing with the Men's Royal Rumble.
We'll get into that.
I'm not going to say, but a lot of people weren't happy online about it either. Like there was memes saying like, "Oh, I stood up late to watch Jay." Like people are hating.
Yeah, people are hating. I loved it.
I think it's fine.
Screw you guys. Screw you guys. I thought I loved that shit.
So, anyways. The route they go, let's see. And I want to see what the routes they go with the returning women, like Nikki Bella and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah.
I want to see what they're going to do with them because we haven't seen them in a while. So obviously we want to see them.
Yeah. Because Nikki Bella is definitely going to have a run. She, I think they even posted a video on social media saying, like, oh, like, I'm going to stick around, wait and see.
Yeah, it's like one last run. She's copying her former boyfriend.
That's what I was going to say. Is it kind of weird that, like,
she didn't she get divorced? So she got divorced, and now she's, like, trying to do a run at the same time.
That's what I was saying. Like, isn't it kind of weird that, like, she's doing this at the same time John Cena's doing the final run?
And she's got divorced. John Cena's married. She's like, is she trying to get him? I'm not trying to say that.
I think it's just like
it's kind of weird.
It's a weird coincidence.
It is a very weird coincidence.
It's a funny coincidence.
Yeah,
I'm not saying back, that's the case, obviously.
And it looks like it's one last run around. She didn't really say it like that, but it kind of looks like it.
Most likely is. How old is she? She's in her late 30s, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, Charlotte's like almost about to be 40 because she started late.
Yeah, she did.
So you got to give it to her for starting late. She's one of the best still on the planet.
Yeah, because they overpush her like crazy.
Yeah, I know. But she was also trained by Ric Flair. So what are you going to do?
But anyways, let's move on from that. Of course, I think we talked about it, so good enough.
If they want to give her a major heat, put the Ric Flair woo at the start of her song.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Alexa Bliss is going to have some fun rivalries, too, like now that she's back. I'm looking forward to that. But anyways, moving on from that, let's talk about the 2 out of 3 falls match between DIY and Motor City Machine Guns. This match, honestly, I feel like they held back.
I was gonna say that, like, it wasn't bad,
but it wasn't great. It wasn't what I expected.
A memorable, like, I just wish the old school 2 out of 3 falls matches were like they would start off with like a table match, then it would start off with a street fight, and it would end with like in a ladder match. Yeah. Like, you gotta go hardcore sometimes.
Well, that's called like a 3 stages of hell match, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, then they should have did that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would have been fire.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it under delivered.
And these two teams are definitely like
they can put on some.
They can put matches on matches like that, like hardcore matches.
No, for sure. But anyways, yeah, of course, DIY ended up picking up the win. However, it was with the help of the Street Profits
and Motor City. If I'm not mistaken, the Motor City Machine Guns even get a fall.
Yeah, they did. It was tied 1-1.
Oh, I thought it was 2-0.
No, it was 1-1.
I literally missed the fall.
They got the second fall
because I remember I could have sworn I seen DIY got a fall and then they got the other fall with the help of.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was kind of like quick. I felt like they rushed the actual match.
Yeah, the match wasn't that long. The three falls happened fast.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. They didn't have time to like develop as much as I thought they should have, which is why I felt like kind of lackluster.
And it was still a good tag team, but it was just, I don't know. It wasn't what I was expecting.
Yeah, but anyways, Motor City Machine Guns were on the verge of winning when, of course, the Street Profits returned and cost them the match. Afterwards, the Street Profits also attacked DIY and held the titles.
Yeah.
Signifying that obviously they're going to go after the tag team titles, which I hope that they freaking win.
Yeah, they wanted they wanted to stop Motors and Machine Guns winning because they want to take the titles from DIY who attacked them. That's why.
Yeah. So I'm hoping DIY. I'm hoping that
at first I was like, oh, heel turn. Then I was like, oh no, wait, it just makes sense.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
I still want a heel turn.
Exactly. But I hope Street Profits win. I'm not sure what the heck they're going to do if they don't, because
if they don't,
they keep teasing they're going to win and then they don't. And
if they don't win, I want
a breakup.
I want that singles run, from Montez Ford.
I feel like between them two, if whoever the heck wins or loses, the losing team is gonna turn on each other. Whether it's gonna be DIY finally getting that turn on each other and then having that freaking amazing one-on-one matches that they had in NXT, or they do Street Profits doing that and Montez Ford's goal gets pushed on to do bigger and better things.
Yeah, but at the same time, they can't just keep switching the tag team side. Didn't they just win it not that long ago? Like, yeah, I feel like lately ever since like the Usos lost the titles, they just switching every like 2-3 months.
Well, I think
the Vikings Raiders had it, and then these teams had it. Yeah. This team had it. I feel like it's too much.
I think DIY Miz had win.
It with Arch. Like, it's just too much.
Well, Viking Raiders had the other titles.
I know, but still, you got to put some prestige in the tag team titles and have a dominant tag team. You can't just keep switching every month.
Yeah.
I remember the Usos. Well, it's because the Usos had it for mad long, but it's still.
Yeah, that's true.
Ever since they lost it, it's been flip flopping from teams like crazy.
I mean, there's so much like tag team talent. I think that's
that is another thing. But still, but there's two titles, so
I feel like that's not like the actual like them like DIY losing the titles. It's not going to happen until Mania, and that's why I think that they're probably going to turn on each other at Mania. DIY, I think so. I think they're going to lose.
And who do you want as the
new champions?
No, who do you want as the heel in that?
Oh, that's a good question. I think Tommaso Ciampa is a perfect heel.
Yeah, Tommaso Ciampa just looks like a
heel. He's an amazing heel. I feel like because Johnny Gargano did like his last
one in NXT
was a heel, but it wasn't really that good.
I didn't even know Tommaso Ciampa was from Boston.
Yeah. He went, he did all the indie scene over here too. It was great. Yeah. Boston proud.
Also, this is random. Apparently, this final one, Sting, is going to be at Rhode Island Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
I want to go see Sting.
Yeah, we definitely do. But anyways, moving on from that, we could talk about the WWE Undisputed Championship match between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes. All right, let's get into, of course, one of the big matches, I guess, of this card was, of course, the WWE Championship match between Kevin Owens and Cody Rhodes for, it was a ladder match, of course. This basically to solidify the end of their rivalry, potentially. But this freaking match was insane. Come on, Huskies. Jesus.
Yes. Tons of ladders being used. Backs being broken.
Yeah.
Cody was thrown through multiple ladders. Obviously, Kevin Owens was. Kevin Owens actually dominated a large portion of the match.
Yeah, Kevin looked good in this match.
Kevin's this generation's Mick Foley. In terms of, like, if you need a street fight or anything like that, anything hardcore, you put Kevin Owens in that match.
No, that's true. You do.
Or in that feud, and he's going to deliver, which he always does.
We ain't saying he's nowhere near.
Obviously, nobody is because they're not allowed to. I'm just saying. That's why I said this generation's
Mick Foley.
And apparently, he talked to Mick Foley before the match. Mick Foley was there, so that's kind of a coincidence, too.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is great. I love Kevin Owens so much. He trolls so much, especially with, like, all of his shirts.
Yeah, the shirts of son of a mechanical fucking engineer or something.
Yeah, a tech engineer or something like that. It's hilarious. The Canadian dream, he calls himself.
But this match was obviously fire.
It was great. The ending was insane. Kevin, honestly, it looked like Cody Rhodes was going heel, but obviously they had to build off of it.
Yeah.
So basically the ending was Cody Rhodes losing his shit, bloodying up Kevin Owens and saying, "This is what you wanted, huh?" Non-stop punching him with Sami Zayn at ringside. Like,
yeah, Sami Zayn came out of nowhere for his old friend Kevin Owens. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, kind of looking at Cody like something like, "Oh, like chill." Wasn't listening.
Yeah.
And then he
they had like a ladder set up like a bridge, and then he like did the Alabama slam
the ladder. I haven't seen in a while.
And he was out of it.
His head went through the thing.
All the security and Sami Zayn ran over to Kevin Owens.
Oh my god, it looked insane. If you haven't watched that clip, just watch that clip.
The stare down from Cody after, like, he's just like, "Yeah, take that." And then he just went and grabbed the title.
For real, like, so basically he threw him through there. It looked like an injury. Like, they obviously playing it as an injury. You saw they had Nick Aldis out there throwing up the X, which, for people who don't know, that's a sign that
that's usually the
WWE uses for people who are legitimately injured. So but
sometimes they use it in a storyline.
Exactly. This is definitely like a storyline, like X. But anyways.
Pretty sure he got something. I'm pretty sure he's banged up.
Probably got concussed.
He's probably concussed and sore as hell.
But anyways, Cody Rhodes not giving a F about what the heck happened to Kevin Owens. He goes into the ring, grabs the titles. And then he goes back to the announce table, holds up the titles, and flexes on Kevin Owens while he's on the ground.
But he deserves it.
Trying
to end his career with that neck breaker.
You cannot tell me that's not a heel move.
I mean, yeah, it is, but still.
The fact that he was like, he started beating him up bloody, this rivalry, saying this is what you wanted. Like, did not, basically no mercy at all.
Yeah.
And then threw him through the thing, grabbed the titles, not giving a crap that he was injured, and then held the titles in front of his face, like, basically, this is what you get. Of
course, any little thing that looks heelish, people are going to point out because they want that heel homely in their turn.
Yeah.
It's going to happen sooner or later, but
it was crazy. That's all I'm saying. Like, all I'm saying is, like, if they want to, like, go that route, it needs to be a very, very slow-burning heel turn.
Yeah, don't just have it out of nowhere. Oh, he's a heel now. No.
That would be stupid. And this can be the potential start of that slow burn. They can have it where, of course, maybe, you know, obviously Sami Zayn, he looked pretty upset that Cody did that. Sami Zayn can, like, go up to Cody and be like, "Hey, like, why the hell did you do that? What is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Hey, Sami,
like, seems like you're not yourself anymore."
Sami's the last person. He's the one hitting the good. I remember Claymore was Seth Rollins, and who was the other one the week before?
He's saying more to everybody.
Yeah, but I mean, not Claymore. Sorry.
Haluva kick.
By accident. Seth Rollins was the second time. Who the hell was the first one? I can't remember.
Was it Jay? I don't even know. I forgot.
I forgot who it was, but he Claymore the people who are supposedly his friends. He's the last one, the last person he should be talking about.
But still, they can start building that off. Cody's he can even be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what the heck got into me." And then something else drives him over the edge again, and he does it again. You know, just going back to, like, that thing where he's going back to his true routes. And that's what I'm saying. I think it's, like, a slow burn turn, because remember a couple weeks ago on SmackDown, he said, like, "I play the role
of a guy who's
good. And, like, I show that side of myself, but you don't want to know the real me." That's what I'm like, yo.
They're literally doing that right now with somebody else, though, which we're going to talk about.
Who?
Seth. Like,
oh, no, he went full-blown heel last night.
I know, but I'm saying, like, that
later.
But it's over a couple of months, he's been doing crazy shit like that. Remember, yeah. Like, remember when he called out, like, Jay, yeah, go run to a room, and then he was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They were doing that with him for the last couple months.
Yeah, but they need to do
now
that
now they're going to start with Cody now, I guess. But
yeah,
I'm saying they kind of just did that with Seth. And but now this is like the end of it.
No, this match was insane. It was freaking crazy. Cody Rhodes, if this is the potential start of his heel turn, I will be super pumped for it. If they just go back to throwing him in just like the bullcrap stuff that... It's not bullcrap. His reign... Like, people get on Cody Rhodes for like his title reign so far, but I think he's been pretty good. I think it's just people don't really like faces like that. No, I'm one of them. Like, I like heels better, but like still, like I think it's how
it runs. It's because it was kind of predictable, just because of the Rock did. That's why. And now it's
that
all
match
screwed.
Is most likely not.
No, happen. I know, but I'm saying it, most of the title reign, everybody expected the Rock to come back and take it.
Yeah,
that's why. But now that's not gonna happen. So now it's been good. Now it's predictable. A lot of people thought Kevin Owens could win.
I thought Kevin Owens could win.
Yeah,
but I think well, the Cody... route that they went with, like that ending, if they build off of that, and like I said, do a slow burn heel turn. That was definitely a perfect call.
Yeah.
Like, definitely was great. But, yeah, what a great freaking match, honestly. It was freaking perfect. Let's move on to, of course, the main event. The main event being the Men's Royal Rumble match between Jey Uso. There's a bunch of them.
What do you mean?
Jey Uso picked up the win.
Between everybody.
Between everybody. I don't even think I say it like that. But anyways, key returns. They had AJ Styles return.
Yes, I was happy about that.
I was freaking excited about that. We had... Logan Paul's return. I guess he returned last week.
Kind of return,
it's
yeah.
Return match. We had freaking, who else? Joe Hendry.
Joe Hendry
returned. Well, he returned. It was his first Royal Rumble, but still.
Yeah.
That was great. His pop was insane.
And obviously John Cena, which we already knew.
John Cena's return was amazing.
And then you had Seth in there, Punk, Roman, so many superstars.
So many superstars. There wasn't really like Damian any Priest, like this, any like special surprises.
Braun Breaker,
like AJ Styles,
I show speed
and speed.
But no, but there was so much like star power in this.
It was
like think about Drew, Seth, Punk, Roman, John Cena, Jey Uso.
So
you can keep going. Damian Priest is technically a star right now. The way he's been doing.
Yeah.
Yo, this, like that promo on Friday. He,
that was good.
He brought out his inner Puerto Rican in him.
But anyways, yeah. So funny moments in the match. Obviously, was the speed situation. Akira Tozawa came out at 8. He got injured.
No,
got,
Carmelo Hayes hit him from behind because he was
from behind, so he got injured. So then they called out.
Triple H said, "No, you got to go in."
Yeah,
and he was live on the stream too.
Yeah, so Triple H basically says like, "Oh, speed, like we need you to go in. We need somebody." So he throws him in there. He helps eliminate Otis with Braun Breaker, and then Braun Breaker spears the living.
Well, he starts
hell
celebrating. He does a backflip.
Speed.
Yeah, then yeah, that spear was
so funny.
He broke him in half, like in JR's voice.
Oh,
he's broken SmackDown in half.
But yeah, he picked up speed, threw him out, and Otis threw him through the freaking announce table, which
like,
I thought was
yeah.
hilarious.
Which ended up scraping and ripping off skin as a fucking leg.
Yeah, that was bad. That was crazy. That was a really funny moment. I'm happy because like people were like, I guess they didn't want to see like a, you know, a celebrity thing because they think it would be like a waste of the spot. But I thought that was a perfect.
But
spot.
That one was a good one
it
because
good
that
one.
Fuck it just showed off Braun Breaker because that fucking spear is the best spear in wrestling. I don't care.
It really is. Braun Breaker did
well,
remember, an amazing freaking.
Yes, that this. Spear on Roman. It's just you're spearing the top guy in the company. And they had a face to face. They rubbed to the ropes and he got there first.
Yeah.
Because Braun Breaker runs over 23 miles an hour on the ropes. That mother heel is. I'm telling you, you can drop the IC title on him now and he could go straight to the top and I wouldn't be mad. Yo, he's.
I agree.
He just did that to Roman. That spear against Roman, he showed up and then Roman, he went to throw him around. Roman countered and threw him out, but still.
Yeah.
You speared the best in the business, but then you got eliminated by him. That shows you
you're up there.
You're
him.
Up there, and they respect you.
And Roman being a great guy that
yes.
he has sold the hell out of
yes.
it too.
That's what I'm saying. They everybody knows the yeah. whole crowd's into it. That whenever he comes out, they're barking.
Yeah.
Yo,
Braun
Breaker's
Braun
one
Breaker's
of my favorite.
A world champion.
One of my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm a freaking Braun Breaker.
But he got
blazer.
Thrown out, but he's the Intercontinental champion. He's gonna have a feud with somebody, obviously.
Yeah. The ending of the match, like so, once all 30 people came out. There were still like 8 people in the ring, and 7 of those people I thought could have won the match.
Yeah,
the only person
well, like
that did
I remember
was Logan Paul.
like Roman was in the ring, and then like Punk. No, it was like
then
John Cena, and then they waited, and then Punk came in, and then they waited before touching each other, and then Seth came in.
Yeah, that was crazy.
It was like damn, all this star power back to back to back. It was crazy.
But yeah, the last 6 or 7 or 8, I think it was CM Punk,
Priest.
John Cena, Priest,
Seth,
Roman,
Jay.
Logan and there was one more.
Penta.
Was it Penta? Penta or AJ? Was top.
No, Penta was in there.
Penta
and AJ.
And AJ.
AJ, think about it. AJ got eliminated by Logan, but Penta stayed in there for like.
So the seven last of those nine people, because I didn't think Penta or Logan were gonna win. I thought could have won the match.
That's why I say it was stacked Royal Rumble.
It was a stacked Royal Rumble.
That's why we predicted anybody could. And the DraftKings predictions I lost because they said, well, either Punk, Drew, or like Cena win the thing. And I picked yes. And obviously they didn't. So it's like.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It was so unpredictable.
But yeah, of course, another major thing that happened was the whole Seth Rollins heel turn, which was definitely a heel turn, yes. 100%.
So him and Roman got into it. They were just brawling on the ropes, which CM Punk then ran and took advantage and eliminated both of them.
Yep.
And then while he was kind of like looking at them, somebody, I forgot who it was though, but he got eliminated from behind. I forgot who it was though.
I think it was Logan Paul.
That's some BS.
Yeah, but Logan Paul eliminated CM Punk.
Yeah, or no, was it Drew? No, Drew got eliminated before. That's what we got to talk about, that Drew situation too. But yeah,
Jacob Fatu.
I don't even know if it was with him. We have no idea. We're just speculating.
Yeah.
But yeah, Punk got eliminated. They're all looking at each other, pissed off.
By they, he means Punk.
Punk, Roman and Seth.
Pissed,
and then,
What was it? Seth freaking curse stomps the living hell out of Roman Reigns.
He just gets goes pissed after off. Punk.
They made Roman Reigns look like a side character.
Roman was laying down looking at Punk and arguing with him because, like, damn, you eliminated, like, just talking shit. Yeah. And then Punk just ran curse up and went right into a brawl with Punk, like a side character. Like, he's just.
Yeah.
Like.
And then once they got split up, set apart, Seth Rollins won again and freaking cursed on Roman Reigns through.
He cursed up his damn face and through the steel steps.
Crazy. And then went after.
And then right after this Punk again. Punk again, which is.
Well, one of the funniest things from that though was CM Punk looking at like Roman because obviously he's kind of cool with Roman. And then Paul Heyman is like, look what he did to him. Why would he do it?
Yeah. Paul Heyman looked like he wanted to cry.
And then Punk was like leave me alone.
When Roman was leaving, he looked like he was like concussed. He was walking maskless.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Well, concussed. He looked like he was like out of it.
Yeah.
Which they're going to pretty obviously address. I can't wait for Monday. Well, tonight when they show it.
They're definitely going to address it. But yeah, of course, final two.
Well, we got to talk about real quick. I want to talk about the Drew situation.
Oh yeah, so Drew.
So he got eliminated by Priest,
and apparently there was an issue where like he was supposed to hit a couple moves, and somebody else hit.
So I just I read into it. So he was apparently when he was backstage, he was screaming saying, because he was mad, he was supposed to set up a feud with somebody, I guess, by doing.
Seemed like it.
But instead, but somebody had to get their moves in.
And we're trying to speculate as to who the somebody was. Obviously, it's just speculations. And again, this is just a rumor. Take it with a grain of salt. This probably didn't even happen.
And we're not even rumoring. And then the next thing is just a guess.
Yeah.
Which is guessing who he was talking about. The people who had a lot of moves in this
thing were Penta.
Penta, Fatu, and who else? Did Braun have a lot of? But Braun was eliminated before that, probably, right?
Braun Breaker got eliminated by Roman, but I don't think he did.
Braun Breaker
did
a lot of spears, but I think that was before that, though.
Yeah.
Priest was the one that eliminated Drew, but he didn't have a lot of moves.
He didn't have a lot of moves in there.
He didn't have a lot of big moments, so it couldn't be Priest.
I think the two would probably be Penta or Fatu.
Penta, Fatu, I'm trying to think. There was a lot of people. Because, like, Roman got hit and knocked down a lot, and Cena was out of it a lot. They were just jumping over his ass. Those were the two that had, like, a lot of big moments. Penta was always in there since number two, so.
Yeah. However, I do want to say in terms of the Penta thing. I don't think it was Penta because the rumor was they were going to showcase Penta in this match, which, by the way, he got eliminated 2 minutes into the match. They just didn't count it. It was weird.
Oh, yeah. The two feet at the ground. Let's just go. It was an accident.
Yeah, whatever.
It was so fast. The refs just said he didn't get it, and it was fine. He had a great match.
I don't know. So I don't want to go into it too much.
We don't want to
put the blame on anybody. I don't even know if this is a freaking true rumor. It's a rumor that we read.
But all the rumors are saying that Drew, and he left early, apparently, that he was pissed backstage, saying somebody had to get their moves in, so I couldn't do what I was supposed to do, which I guess start a feud with somebody, which they can still do, obviously.
They can still do it.
But I kind of get his frustration when you got guys like Logan Paul coming in and lasting to like the end. And you're freaking Drew McIntyre, who never even had a moment in front of the crowd. I'm gonna be.
I would have been happy if he won, to be honest.
That's another guy I would have. Yeah, bro. He had one on one situations with like Roman and a bunch of people in this match. Yeah, remember when he came in? He was like, I've been waiting for this moment for years.
Yeah,
me and you.
But anyways,
of course, so we'll speculate.
Fatu,
Penta, and a couple other guys had a lot of big moments, and I don't know who had their moves.
Yeah,
who he was talking about? We don't know.
But anyways,
hopefully it's not a big thing. Hopefully he comes.
No, he'll be fine.
He leave early. You know, they don't want them to like suspend him or something.
He'll be all right.
Hope he does nothing dumb.
Nah, he's gonna be all right. But yeah, final two were of course John Cena and Jey Uso. At this point, I'm thinking, oh, John Cena's got this.
John Cena eliminated Logan.
Yeah, he eliminated Logan.
And then it was them two, which was good.
I was also just like, damn, if Jey gets the win, I would not be mad. Like, I was like, yo, this is kind
of
fire.
So obviously,
like,
I was pooning for Cena out of them two.
Yeah, but it was like, I was so conflicted.
But it was unexpected.
I was conflicted because I was thinking, like, oh, like, yo, if Jey wins, he automatically gets that spot. That's great. But if Cena loses, I guarantee you he's also going to get that WrestleMania moment because he's most likely going to win an Elimination Chamber anyways. That was one of the rumors. So I was like, yo, I don't know who the hell I want to win. This is freaking crazy. And then Jey Uso pulled off the freaking upset. And I found myself cheering. I was pumped.
Cena had him on.
That's why I'm wearing the shirt.
They were both outside the ropes. Cena had him on arms. Jey Uso fell in the ring and just pushed him off.
Yeah, basically. And Kai Cenat was freaking hilarious.
Kai Cenat was screaming, he was almost
crying. It was hilarious.
So Jey Uso celebrating. John Cena goes in the ring, hugs Jey Uso, lifts his arm up.
Yeah, putting him over.
And
a
then,
little bit
more. Jey Uso has his moment with his son in the ring, too.
That was fire.
So I'm not mad at it.
I'm happy.
It wasn't one of the guys I expected. A lot of people were mad at it. But a lot of people are also haters. But he lives up to his name, I guess, now. Main event AEW, so he's going to get the main event of WrestleMania. I don't know which night, but.
Yeah. No, I'm pumped for it. I'm
main
so
event,
Jey Uso
will main event. In terms of who he's going to go after, he's been talking about Gunther. He just lost to Gunther. But imagine a heel Cody versus Jey Uso. That'd be fire, too, because they got history. Remember,
that's
former champions together tag team.
So, yeah, so that's obviously the number one thing we want to talk about. Obviously, is he going to go after Gunther or is he going to go after Cody?
For now, it looks like Gunther.
Because in the post interview, he did say he thinks he wants to go after Gunther one more time. However,
and he just lost to him. That's
exactly.
Why.
If they do the slow burn heel turn with Cody in an event, they have like that Cody versus Jey, because obviously they're boys.
And they have history, so it makes sense too.
That'd be
so
amazing.
Both make sense. He just lost to Gunther, and he wants to prove to Gunther he can beat him. Which is fine. And then he has history with Cody.
Yeah.
And then obviously people want to see that.
I want to
see
that.
And people, and obviously we speculate John Cena's going to win. We don't want John Cena versus Cody. I don't think that makes sense.
No, I think Cena versus Gunther would be fire for Mania. Him winning Elimination Chamber, challenging Gunther.
Does he have any history with Cody Cena? I don't even think so.
No.
I'm pretty sure he's faced him a couple of times like here and there. Yeah, but that was like young Cody win.
No.
Unless they somehow do a heel Cody and heel Cody's like, you're not winning your 70th title off of me. And they could do something like that. You never know.
Yeah, they could.
But I think it's too early.
Yeah,
from here to April is not that much. I don't think they're gonna have.
But yeah,
time.
If they do Jey versus Cody,
we don't even know
heel Cody. That'd be so freaking amazing. Yeah.
And we don't even know if we're gonna have heel Cody by then because that's still only like 3 months away. That's not that much. Yeah. Not even 2 months.
Well, also he's possibly injured.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's another speculation.
Multiple sports cases, take it with a grain of salt.
Yes, because of what happened.
Take it with a grain of salt.
That Cody had multiple injuries and his. In-ring future for now is uncertain. Not in-ring future. I'm talking about like immediate future, like next couple weeks.
I don't think it'll be that bad, though. He'll just be out for Elimination Chamber, to be honest.
Yes, which is fine because he's the champion.
Yeah, it's fine. He doesn't even have to be there.
You don't have to defend that title again.
But yeah, I'm super pumped for what the heck they're going to do with that. Like I said, I think Jey versus Gunther is what it's looking like. However, I would rather have Cena versus Gunther and Jey versus Cody, but Cody being heel. But like you said, 3 months, it might be too soon.
I don't know. I don't even know if they're going to do that yet. I don't even know if they're going to have a heel Cody by then.
Exactly.
So if they don't, who's going to face Cody? Who's going to be the heel to face Cody? I don't know.
Yeah.
Randy Orton return. That's another guy that I thought could have been in it.
Yeah.
Randy Orton could come back as a heel. We would love that shit, obviously, with the punt kick and everything. Solo was missing from the Royal Rumble, so I'm trying to see what they're gonna do with him when he comes back. That's another guy.
Well, the thing
I'm not talking about the main event, I'm just saying what they're gonna do.
The thing with John Cena too is like the Elimination Chamber doesn't even have to be a number one contenders match. It can literally be for the world title and he wins it at Elimination Chamber and then
yes,
just drops it at Mania.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
He could just drop it at Mania to Cena to Jey.
But who
would or
so
else.
It would be Gunther losing
at Elimination Chamber. Yeah. I can see that happening, to be honest.
I don't know. I'm being like fucking greedy. I would love Braun Breaker to win that title. Braun Breaker takes it from Cena at Mania. But he would have to lose the IC title. And I don't know who's going to be.
Yeah.
Because they haven't really done nothing. It's been shame. It's been like the same two guys going after him.
Yeah. But that rivalry is over. They're actually going
to
push something else.
But they need to actually do a thing. It's just been Sheamus and Ludwig Kaiser and like in the same. Yeah. That's why I wish Bronson Reed was healthy. Because I would have been like, give him the title. Remember, he's been having a big push. And when he comes back, he's going to get one. Could have gave him the title and then do something else. But
that would be fire. I would definitely.
So hopefully Bronson Reed gets. I don't know how he's probably going to be done for. I don't think he's at. That was a serious injury.
No, he's not going to be back for Mania.
Damn, that sucks.
He's going to be out for over a year.
Damn. Because that would have been the guy I'll be like, all right, give him the title, the IC title, and then have Bron Breakker do something in the main event scene.
Yeah.
But now you can't. So obviously, I don't know.
Yeah. All this talk, we haven't even talked about Shinsuke because Shinsuke got eliminated. he had a pretty decent run. Yeah, too. It was pretty quick.
He's the U.S. champion. So
the next thing to watch for him.
Yes, that's both of the mid-card titles right now are kind of like in a weird place. There's like no actual rival for it.
Yeah, they need to build that.
LA Knight had a rivalry with Shinsuke, but he's the one just lost it. He's not going to get it back.
Yeah.
And then Braun Breaker, obviously, with the Sheamus thing.
LA Knight taking the title off of Braun, I wouldn't mind that, to be honest. Because I think, then isn't he moving to Raw?
I don't know. There's a lot of people have moved. Yeah, we didn't even talk about it. Yeah. So Priest is on SmackDown now.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with because he faced everybody on Raw.
Yeah, there's no only reason.
There's plenty of people on SmackDown. Well, remember, he had a face to face with Fatu. Great promo that was on Friday by both of them.
That rivalry is going to continue.
Because Fatu is great on the mic.
Yeah.
And then Priest is really good on the mic. So that was a good thing for SmackDown.
But yeah, freaking Royal Rumble was crazy. Royal Rumble was freaking insane. I had to cut it because we had a little technical issue, but yeah, we didn't really talk about anything else.
Yeah,
it was already done.
Yeah. A good record. Roxanne Perez broke the record for the longest time in Women's Royal Rumble.
Nice.
1 hour, 7 minutes, and 47 seconds.
Damn. That's insane. I guess Kyle was the top pick to win that, too, which is kind of crazy.
And I think Nia Jax had the record for most eliminations in a single Women's Royal Rumble match.
She eliminated like 8 people at once.
And then she also had the record for most all time for a women's run. So she has 2 records that she broke too also.
But yeah, that was basically it and then, for Royal Rumble.
One more record. Sorry. Charlotte Flair, first ever 2-time women's Rumble. There you go. That's just because they just put that out. They put like a post size ring.
Yeah. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, of our review of what is next week.
Next week is just WWE and AEW. It's just regular.
Is it Revolution next week?
No. Revolution is not till March 1st. Okay. And then AEW, the Grand Slam.
Grand Slam, I'm at.
Australia is Saturday the 15th, so next Saturday, not this Saturday. Coming up the one after. So next week is just a regular week of Raw, SmackDown, and Dynamite, which I hope Raw and SmackDown are great, especially coming after Royal Rumble. Yeah, should be good. And then Dynamite's always been pretty good, even though we don't agree with some of the storylines.
Yeah.
Like the MJF thing.
MJF and Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah. But Grand Slam, Australia is looking great for next Saturday, not the one coming up the 15th. And then obviously Revolution.
Yeah.
Can't wait for those two. AEW, keep building up Collision.
Revolution's looking good, too.
Women's Division's looking great. They've had the most growth out of anything in AEW, I say, over the last like year and a half.
Yeah, I know. The women's division.
While everything else in AEW has kind of gone down, the women's division has actually gone up, so it's kind of weird. So, men, y'all got to step it up. No, and then, obviously, the writers. I blame them.
Yeah. No Aleister Black yet in WWE.
That's another one.
Super excited for that when he eventually returns.
So, there's a lot of people that are missing right now. Like, Randy Orton's missing. Solo's missing. Aleister Black. The Rock, we don't know what's going on. Looks like he's not doing anything, but you never know. And then, I don't know. So, and then Cody potentially injured. Let's see what happens there.
Yeah.
Hopefully nothing serious because that's just going to derail everything at WrestleMania.
It's true. But anyways, like, comment, subscribe as always. We'll be back next week, of course, with our review of course, the week of wrestling.
Yes.
Really appreciate all the support we've been getting. I posted a bunch of freaking memes on
TikTok.
On our social
we
medias.
Reached over 900 followers on TikTok, so thank you for that's that. Cool. Now we need you to follow on Instagram and subscribe on YouTube. But thanks for everything.
So like, comment, subscribe on YouTube. You can follow us on all of our social medias at Backseat Wrestler Pod.
You can listen on Spotify if you want to, if you don't have time.
All that stuff if you don't want to see our faces.
And Amazon and Apple Podcasts, all that stuff. So.
We'll see you guys next week. Love you guys so much. Peace.